This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here as we kick off the second hour of the program. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian. Open phones at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. For those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about psychedelic mushrooms for children. And it sounds crazy at first blush, but when you actually get into the story, which we did in the last hour, we're not going to, you know, dig too deep at this point, but I just want to recap for you. There's some Mexican folks down in the southern Mexico, indigenous tribe types, that have been using psychedelic mushrooms for generations as a family. And they do it together as a family, including children. And you know what? They think it's a good thing. And who's to say that it's not? Who's to tell these people that they shouldn't be doing that to their kids? Because the only reason why you believe that is because of drug propaganda, is because of the war on drugs and the prohibitionism here and Puritanism here in the United States. That's the only reason why you could disagree with these families doing this stuff. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Let's go to Riley. He's calling us from Utah. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live. This, by the way, the very same Riley who is the guy that edits the Daily Digest for Free Talk Live's archives every day.
And he's been a co-host.
Correct. Welcome back.
Yeah, I have been. Thank you. So I love the topic of psychedelics because I've had experience with psychedelics. My first experience was with mushrooms in ceremony, so that was really cool. But I wanted to talk about cannabis and spirituality, and also people forget that cannabis, like mushrooms, like ayahuasca, like LSD, can be a spiritual tool for expansion of one's consciousness.
Absolutely. Now, something that you, you're a blind man, just for our listeners that have never heard you before, something that you wouldn't be able to see about cannabis. I showed Bonnie the other day, when you put cannabis with, like, the real crystalline high-end cannabis, like the good stuff, when you put those crystals under a microscope, what do they look like, Bonnie?
Little teeny tiny mushrooms.
I'm telling
really?
You, they look
no
like
way.
Little
oh,
teeny.
That's amazing.
Like,
yeah.
So cannabis is literally coated with little teeny mushroom-looking things. It's fascinating. They're called trichomes, so they're not technically mushrooms, but it's awfully interesting.
And a few of them like didn't look like mushrooms, but a lot of them did.
Yeah, they really do. Anyway, I think that's interesting because cannabis is considered a mild psychedelic, and yeah, it is absolutely a spiritual drug.
What I'd recommend for those who want to explore this idea is if you're going to take cannabis as a spiritual tool, I'd recommend having a ritual with it. Maybe you have a couple hours before your session to clear your mind, your room, where you're going to use it, and take a little bit and take enough that you feel like it's going to work with you and just sit with it, sit in silence or put on some really calm music to help the experience. And I think from my experience with it, it's been really beneficial in my own personal life.
Mm. And you were raised Mormon, is that right?
I was raised Mormon. My parents and my family are still in the church. I am not. And
have
so,
they like turned you know. You out like a cult? Are you still like together with your family, or do they know about your use of cannabis and other things?
Family does not know about my use except my younger brother, since he's my roommate, but he doesn't seem to really care.
Okay.
My family doesn't know I've left the church, so I kind of keep that on the down, though.
Okay.
Because that's what Mormons are known. They're known for that, right? Like, don't they turn away people who leave the church?
Some of them do. Some of them don't. It just depends on the family.
I see.
From
okay.
what I heard. But yeah, I really like cannabis as a spiritual tool.
Mm.
I've recently acquired a dry herb vaporizer to use cannabis, and it's been really nice.
Very nice. It's always better there to vaporize it than to smoke it if you have the choice.
Yeah.
Now, didn't Utah have a ballot measure recently for, was it just medical cannabis?
Yes, just medical, and that's still medical in Utah, so it's harder to use cannabis in Utah recreationally or spiritually than either state, really.
Did it pass? Did the medical measure pass?
Oh, yeah. There are medical dispensaries here for cannabis already.
Wow, okay. Who would have thought Utah would not be, like, among the last of the states? I mean, it's mid-pack, right? Like, I think there's 30-something states that have medical at this point. So I guess it is technically on, like, the bottom 10 or close to the bottom 10. But it's not the dead last. So that's kind of a surprise.
I'm excited because it's moving forward, and I'm hoping that one day Utah will become recreational rather than medical, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm sure it will. I mean, that's kind of the direction that all of the states are going in.
Maybe. There may still be some. I mean, there may still be a few holdouts of, like, stalwarts of prohibition. Think about this, Nikki. There are still states that have blue laws. There are still states where you cannot buy alcohol on Sunday. Or there's even what they call dry counties in some southern states where you can't buy alcohol at all. Doesn't matter what day of the week. But what time it is?
The town I grew up in Massachusetts was a dry town.
They have them up here, too?
Yeah, but you would just drive, like, 5 minutes to the next town.
Sure, so that's how everybody does it.
Well, was it illegal to drink in...
No. You just couldn't buy it. And I actually think that's fine, because it was, like, a small farmy town, and there was, like, you know, two gas stations. There wasn't really space for liquor store, and I feel like if the people that live there don't want there to be liquor stores or restaurants that serve liquor.
Just to clarify, could you not buy liquor? Or could you not buy beer or wine?
No, you couldn't buy beer, wine, or liquor.
So
any sort of alcohol.
Okay, that's the problem with that is it just forces, like you said, people to go elsewhere.
Yeah.
So now all of a sudden, somebody who wants to drink has to drive in order to drink. And not everybody is a responsible person
when it comes
to that. So you're actually encouraging, that's not their intention, but laws and prohibitions have unintended consequences. And so their intention is, well, we just want to stop people from drinking. Well, no, you've just moved the drinkers. You've forced them to go outside of the town and therefore have to drive back in with it. And some of them are going to pop a beer open or, you know, pop open a bottle of Jack Daniels on the way home. Whether we like it or not, that's going to happen. Whereas if they are in town, maybe they could walk to the store or something like that. So these dry counties, I'm shocked to hear that they're up here too. I thought it was just a southern thing. I did not realize that. Riley, anything else you want to share tonight?
I just want to say that the so-called government people who want to prevent this from happening cannot prevent it from happening. It's a revolution, an evolution. It's time to move it forward.
Absolutely. Thank you, Riley, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you as always.
I love that idea of using cannabis in ritual. I don't think I've ever shared this on the show, but like in recent times that I've tried to smoke cannabis, it has been like super anxiety producing.
Oh, no.
Like it hasn't been a good experience. And I used to smoke a lot when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a strange thing for me. I don't know if it's like a tolerance issue or whatever, but I think the way Riley described it as a spiritual experience with like taking a couple hours to like meditate and, you know, set the environment and just sitting quietly and just like having like a nice, calm, peaceful experience rather than like smoking and then just going off and doing normal daily things. I think maybe that would be better for me. So I'm actually,
you should try that.
I'm definitely going to try that. So thank you, Riley, for giving me that idea. That's wonderful.
I love that he brought up that the government can't actually stop it
with
any of their rules. Because earlier in the call when he said it's a lot harder to smoke marijuana recreationally in Utah, I was just thinking, wasn't hard for me.
Well, but it wasn't easy either. Like, you've told me stories about how you lived on a military base and it had to be smuggled through, like, actual military security. And that's not an easy thing.
Sometimes I'd have to get out of my car with weed in my bra and let them search my car with mirrors under the car and stuff like that.
That's nerve-wracking.
And I'm standing next to these cops while they're, trying to small talk with me. And I'm like, just went to the grocery store or whatever.
Right. That's not easy.
Okay, but it wasn't impossible.
Anything. Well, where there's a will, there's a way. I mean, clearly, the will is for people to get high. I mean, that's just a natural thing for humans. Whether you get high on alcohol or you get high on, something else, that's just what people do. And it's not just the people. people thing. It's an animal thing. Like,
yeah,
a lot of animals will eat fermented fruit, and they do that on purpose. It's not like an accident. They know what they're getting into. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us. Share your thoughts. Reminds me of this dolphin special I watched once where young dolphins would pass around a pufferfish, and the poison that would come off the pufferfish would get them high. It was amazing to watch. More coming up.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we are brought to you by Bitcoin.com. You're ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? You can get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page there, and you can learn the basics. Because it's high time you do that. It's been 13 years now that Bitcoin's been around. If you haven't taken the time to learn a little bit about it, it's a good plan. In fact, we were just in a restaurant the other day.
I was going to bring that up.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Oh, I was just going to say, I think it's great that the Super Bowl commercials actually influenced people to want to learn about cryptocurrency, because our waitress the other day, we gave her a gold back, and we were explaining to her what it is. She was like, wow, that's really cool. Is this like that crypto stuff? It's kind of cool that she even made that connection.
And she
it is
specifically
like that,
mentioned the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And she said, yeah, I've always been interested in it, but I saw one of those commercials during the Super Bowl, and now when I move out, I'm going to start learning about it. That's her plan for the summer.
This is the future. And it's not too late.
No.
Bitcoin's on sale.
It sure is. It's been on sale for the last few months. Right now, what is it, like $45,000?
Yeah, about there.
But remember, you don't have to buy a whole coin. You can buy a fraction of a fraction. Anyway, those are some of the things you'll learn if you go over to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page. And if you want to get the latest news headlines anytime, whether you're new or an old schooler, OG, head over to news.bitcoin.com. You'll find those there every single day. Let's go to Jack calling us from Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jack.
Yeah, I have a funny story about mushrooms and my 12-pound dachshund when I was younger.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. First, I want to tell a story. I want David to smoke more weed from Albuquerque.
He's too amped up for you? Too upset? Too agitated?
He is intense.
Yeah.
I was used to take the Liberty Bells, and you'd soak them in a packet of Kool-Aid. Really good, actually. And, cook them that way. They tasted a little bit better. But my little dachshund got into it.
Oh, my.
My whole point is that Shorty's was his name. He drank an entire, top ramen bowl of this stuff.
Oh my God.
hold on. Before you go on, what would a bowl of this stuff do to a human being?
It gets you high.
I understand that. So it would be a good dose of mushrooms, is what you're saying.
He had freaking fallen shadows around. He was freaking out, and he was having a blast, you know? That's kind of my point. He lived till he was almost 17 years old.
Wow.
He smoked weed about 500 times. You know, we didn't mean to give him the shrooms. I think that would have been too far beyond purpose.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
but he didn't seem to be frightened. He didn't seem to be unnecessarily having a bad trip
or
something.
Fun.
That's amazing.
He probably knew what they were.
Maybe he was like, I want some of that.
Yeah, he was looking for them.
Like, I've been waiting for this for my whole life.
Yeah, he had powers. I mean, he was jumping on top of the couches, flying across stuff, you know.
17 years old? He was 17?
No, he was that old. Yeah, almost 17.
That's so
he was
crazy.
Only 8 or 9 when he did the...
Oh, okay, okay. 8 or 9, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
And then we had another little dog, Tony, and he got into I haven't bought weed on the street for years now, but we got in like an eighth of weed. And this dog weighed 6 pounds.
Oh, wow.
He ate the entire damn thing. I mean, this is a little dog. You know, he was a little bit weird, but he was fine. The next day, he was running around. So I'm saying it's kind of like, you know, we put these drugs up there with, you know, crack or... I don't know, battery acid.
Yeah.
They're not. They can be very helpful, and my dogs both enjoy the heck out of them.
Good story, Jack. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, Dave needs to smoke some weed.
All right, good advice. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate it.
And conversely, whenever my dog has to go to the doctor and they give him whatever medicine veterinarians give dogs for pain if they have to have a surgery or something. My dog has the worst time on those pharmaceutical meds. He has a horrible time.
He needs some CBD.
Yeah, it was pretty scary when we had him back after an operation last year.
Yeah, he got his tooth taken out, and they had to put him, to sleep to do that. Not put him to sleep all the way, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they use, but when he came home, he was freaking out. He was staring at me like I was terrifying, and then he tried to run away from me, but he couldn't walk. It was horrible.
Yeah, he couldn't even make it up the stairs.
That's a bad trip.
It was bad. So it was really bad.
I don't know. I'm just comparing that to pharmaceuticals, to this dog that did shrooms and loved it.
It makes me curious as to what coconut would be like on shrooms. Again, I do agree that you probably shouldn't feed your dog these things on purpose.
Yeah,
but
no, I would not.
Still pretty entertaining story. We go to Bad Slave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Bad Slave.
Hi there, and I wanted to address my call to Nikki. You had come up with a number for the first year or 9 months of a baby's injections.
Yeah, that was 5 years old. And that's if you get all of them.
How many was it?
Well,
about 50.
I actually listened to a video from a pediatrician in Orlando. I can't remember her name, but she seemed a really logical, regular person, regular doctor, and she said a year or 2 years, the bulk of these injections counted up to 117.
Jeez.
And I thought, whoa.
Maybe in different states it's different, and I know it's growing and growing.
I feel like when I was growing up in the 80s, it was like 5.
Yeah.
117. So is that like vaccinations and other things? Because I'm like trying to think of all the vaccinations and like there isn't even that many.
Maybe it's counting like every step of the shot. Like
the Hep B has 3 steps.
They have multiple shots for some, just like they tried to do with this,
COVID. Yeah. And I'm sure if you get a flu shot every year too, that would count.
Speaking of COVID, there's a video that just came out, I guess, within the last couple of days. Yeah, just yesterday, from Project Veritas, from a FDA officer who says an executive at FDA who is saying they're planning to demand people get annual COVID shots. That this is something the Biden administration is quietly working on. We can share that with you on the way here. Bad Slave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We got more coming up, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number here, if you want to join the show, it's 603-283-6160. And I do actually have the video from Project Veritas. It's one of those videos where they got this guy to, you know, admit all this stuff over dinner. So the way they're setting these agents of the government and Pfizer and the other people that they've cornered up is they just have them take, you know, like they meet somebody on like, I don't know, a dating site or whatever, and it's actually a Project Veritas female reporter.
It does seem like dates. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it is.
Who gets them to spill the beans.
They even had like a gay informant.
Yep, they did that
went
too.
Went on a date with a guy.
The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Republican governors are pressing President Biden and Canada's Prime Minister over COVID vaccine and quarantine requirements. They're urging both Biden and Justin Trudeau to reinstate exemptions for truckers who go between the two countries. They cite supply chain and cost of living issues as the reasons why the exemptions should be put back into place. Vaccine and quarantine mandates have been one of the issues at the heart of the ongoing trucker protests. The pain at the pump is continuing across the nation.
The average price of a gallon of gas hit $3.49, according to AAA, up 4 cents from last week and over a dollar from just 1 year ago. It's the highest price since October 2014, according to the Energy Department.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. News Bureau. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is visiting Ohio on Thursday to talk infrastructure. The president is expected to discuss how last year's infrastructure law is helping Ohio and the nation rebuild roads and bridges, upgrade water systems, clean the environment, and create jobs. The Los Angeles Rams celebrated their Super Bowl victory over the Cincinnati Bengals with a parade Wednesday, starting at Shrine Auditorium and ending in a rally at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. Rams head coach Sean McVay revels in his team's victory.
55 stories, 55 rings. Now there's 56 stories, 56 rings. It's their story, your story too. Give it up for LA Rams, baby! World champions! Let's go!
The Rams beat the Bengals 23-20 in Sunday's big game. Tens of thousands of people attended Wednesday's celebration. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and the phones are open here. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And I want to say thank you to Big G, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via the new Amps Patreon that we've got set up. He's doing a silver level over there at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You can head over there and sign up with your debit card, credit card, or PayPal via the Amps Patreon. You get some cool perks, too, and it's only $5 a month. So thank you, Big G, for helping us out over there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. We got Steve Rusnock, number one on Twitch, asks, what is the intro song? I really like it. The band that does our intros is called Rebel Inc. Rebel I-N-C. Two words, Rebel Inc. I don't particularly know offhand the name of the song specifically, but they're a great freedom-friendly rock band, so check them out. They do great work, and they let us use their music.
I think Captain knows, cool. And he's said it before, but I can't remember either.
I don't know. I'm the one who put the thing on the air, but that was years ago. So
you'd probably find it. And then you'd be able to find more music you like if you just look them up.
Yeah, if you like that song, you're going to like a lot of their stuff. So check that out. All right, let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line calling us from New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah. Sarah? In New Mexico. going once. Sarah in New Mexico going twice. She usually calls back if she hangs up the line. So, well, I'm sure we'll hear from Sarah later on tonight. So the number again, 603-283-6160. We still have to talk about Mike Lindell coming up here in a little bit. But since Bad Slave brought up the vaccines issue, I do have this video from the folks over at Project Veritas, where they caught a man named Christopher Cole, who is with the Food and Drug Administration, saying things like this.
Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. So you have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet. They don't want to, like, rile everyone up. The drug companies, the food companies, the vaccine companies, they pay us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to hire and the reviewers to approve their products. If they can...
Wow.
Haven't they learned yet? Haven't they had some kind of meeting where their bosses said, listen, if you're on a date and someone wants to know about your job, don't talk about
but,
the
yeah,
vaccines.
Even if this person wasn't like an undercover, why would you... It just doesn't seem like a smart move if you're doing sketchy stuff.
Well,
to tell this random girl stuff while you're on a date, like
he thinks
I don't know.
That in his twisted mind, being in the know on Joe Biden's vaccine plans is like cool, and he's
yeah.
like,
it makes him
so hot.
It makes him important.
So
he's an important bureaucrat, and you know he's running the government, and he wants to brag about that.
It's, so
you
gross.
Know, this is his equivalent of you know with the guy holding up the big fish in the photos right
yeah,
on the
right.
dating sites, right? He's you know he's going to mandate vaccines.
This is his version of a lifted truck.
Exactly.
Every person required an annual vaccine. That is a recurring return of money going into their company. I mean, just from everything I've heard, they're not going to not approve it.
He's talking about, in that case, the toddler vaccine, which comes up later on in the video. So, I mean, that's basically the summary of what is this six-minute-long video that they then will show to you where he gets into more detail about all these things. But, yeah, so they're talking about doing an annual vaccine and possibly doing some kind of a mandate. Now, how they're going to implement that remains to be seen. This guy is some higher-up kind of type person in the FDA. So he's not like, you know, a low-level bureaucrat. He's an executive officer heading up the agency's countermeasures initiatives, which plays a critical role in ensuring that drugs, vaccines, and other measures to counter infectious diseases and viruses are safe. But as you heard there just a moment ago, it sounds like they're clearly on the take from the pharmaceutical companies. So you can't believe the FDA when they say anything.
And what he was saying is exactly what the left used to hate above, like, so many other things is, you know, the fascism of companies going to a government entity and giving them money to push their drugs and approve their drugs. That's horrible. And that's what the left used to be all
and
against.
And now they're in favor of it.
It's crazy.
It's insane.
But they were against it when Trump was in office. But then once Biden took over, then they became in favor of the vaccine. They're like, all right, let me roll up my sleeve. Give me three shots.
Yeah, when Trump was in office, I had this plan, and I was telling my friends who, they're kind of apolitical, but, you know, they're young people.
For young people.
I would just say, I'm not going to take the Trump vaccine, and they'd all be like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Right.
I'm not going to take it, and now they all have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because somehow the vaccine changed between Trump and Biden, which is ridiculous.
And, you know, there's so many people who only got it because they want to go to concerts.
Yeah,
they want to travel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big one.
Our very own Mark Edgington got it because he wants to travel.
He got two different brands.
He did. He was in that desperate of a situation.
But luckily nothing bad happened to him because...
Well, now, wait a minute. He says he can't even remember things anymore. And
that's
he blames COVID for that, which may be, you know, what happened to him. But
I think it could be the vaccines. I forgot about that. I was just saying, thank God he didn't just die. But
no, he did not die. Thank goodness. So there's more in this video. We can dig deeper if you'd like. The number is 603-283-6160. Do you guys want to hear more from this bureaucrat?
I'm kind of interested because it sounds like he's disagreeing with it, or he at least is acknowledging just by saying, oh, the pharmaceutical companies are trying to make money off of this. To me, that just seems like if you're saying something like that, you know it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if he's high level at the FDA.
Some people just don't have moral compasses.
So he introduces himself as a manager for the Food and Drug Administration. Here's some more audio.
Food and Drug Administration. My agency oversees vaccines, vaccine approvals and devices for vaccines. And my office clears all the emergency approvals. Since COVID is under emergency order, we expedite the approval of any emergency. I've been there for 22 years.
Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible.
Sitting at a dinner table, they've got, you know, you'll hear the clinking of forks and things like that. He's got there's usually like a bottle of wine in front of him. So clearly, this person is on a date.
And I love how the undercover journalist says things like, "Oh, she already knew about it."
Sure. Awesome. Yeah, well, she's feeding him questions so she can get his answers on tape here. So
that's what you do.
Or on video.
Awesome.
Annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet because they don't want to like rile everyone up.
So, is it going to be formally announced?
Yeah, at some point. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be, and some of it's been talked about publicly, but it has been talked about on like CNN or Fox or MSNBC or anything.
Now, it seems unlikely, given what has transpired so far, that they could somehow mandate this on everyone in the United States, because as he points out, that's going to rile people up, and there's going to be a large number of people who refuse to participate. However, what they can do is incentivize it heavily, right, to where they start having vaccine mandates, and they also could, for instance, say, "Oh, you want to get your Social Security payment? You're going to have a vaccine. Oh, you want to get your welfare payment? You're going to have a vaccine. You want to get a Medicare, you want to get a Medicaid, whatever.
You want to get a kidney transplant?"
They're doing that now.
Yeah, they've been doing that for
some hospitals.
They've been doing that for like a year or more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wasn't there a Boston incident recently with something
like
that?
I knew someone personally.
Oh, wow.
Who he couldn't get a kidney transplant, has double kidney failure.
God, that's insane.
And now he, like, his family, I mean, it's just so awful that people have to make these decisions. And then we had another friend, somebody in the Liberty community, he was in Cape Cod at a Cape Cod hospital, and they were refusing him treatment because he was unvaccinated and didn't want to wear a mask. He had a burst appendix, refusing treatment.
How can these people, these nurses and these doctors, justify this with the old...
They need to go to jail.
The Hippocratic Oath.
Yeah,
Hippocratic Oath.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for. That thou shalt do no harm, right? That's like what these people supposedly believe. Apparently not anymore. You can share your thoughts here. It's Free Talk.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You're invited if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio with you tonight, we've got Ian.
And Nikki.
Talking about the FDA, apparently, at least according to one of their executive agents, has some sort of plan, the Biden administration has some sort of plan to roll out mandatory COVID vaccinations on a yearly basis. And he says here in this Project Veritas undercover video taken of him as he's obviously out on a date with this undercover Project Veritas reporter, admitting that they're planning this, but they haven't announced it yet because people are going to get riled up about it.
Did he say they haven't announced it yet because
Correct.
Of that? Oh,
yes.
I didn't catch that. I heard him say they haven't brought it up, but not...
Just doesn't make any sense, because like, they don't mandate the flu shot.
They don't.
Because why would you? That's weird.
Well, as he does admit here in this video, it does mean if they mandate it, that's guaranteed profits for all the pharmaceutical corporations.
Yes.
And people are way more afraid of COVID-19 than they are of the flu.
Even though the flu is more deadly.
Yeah, they're very similar in a lot of ways.
I think the government's more afraid of the people rising up, though. Don't you think that if it became mandatory, the people would start doing things like the Canadians?
I would hope so. Absolutely.
I mean, the Canadians don't even own guns. They're not as scary.
That's true. And yet look at how successful the trucker convoy, the Freedom Convoy, has been there in Canada. Now with, I think, from what I can tell, almost every province repealing their vaccine passports.
Yeah, and just
really? Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Well, they're announcing it. So some of them have actually repealed it. Alberta has repealed theirs. Saskatchewan, I believe, is the end of this month. And then Ontario and Quebec, I believe, are sometime in March.
Oh, Quebec, I didn't know about. I know that they
Quebec just announced this week.
Wow, I know that they kind of stepped back because they were going to start finding the unvaccinated, and then they quickly stopped doing that. But Yeah, it's crazy.
So we'll see how it plays out here in the U.S., but this is what he's saying. He's an executive with the FDA. He's saying they're planning to roll out some sort of a mandate on a yearly basis. We continue here.
So, yeah, you'll have to get an annual.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a gradual thing. Schools are going to mandate it.
Okay. That's one thing, right?
But they kind of already are as far as other vaccinations go. I mean, you can't send your kid to public school if they're not vaccinated.
And that is the argument they will use. They'll say, hey, what are you parents complaining about?
When I was a kid, I went to public school and I was unvaccinated.
Really?
Yep. Wow. I think my mom got religious exemptions in Tennessee.
Yeah, there is ways around it. And I think different states are more lenient. Like, I'm sure if you tried to, like, pull that in
California.
Yeah, in California or even, like, New England. Mm-hmm. You might not have as it's definitely not super easy to do. And yeah. I think it's just getting harder and harder for parents to do that nowadays.
And I feel like I've heard that, I don't know if it was Los Angeles County, that there have been COVID vaccine mandates at some school systems already in the United States. So I think
that's in schools too. It's not even approved for, I think it's 12 years and up. Right now,
no, I think didn't they get a 5?
No, yeah, they were doing the 5.
Yeah, oh they
God,
got a 5 to 11
so
year
insane.
Emergency authorization. So now they're trying for 6 months to 5 years, I believe, is now the thing that they're pitching to the pharmaceutical
That's
companies
next,
pitching
yeah.
for this. In fact, he addresses that coming up here. So here's more.
Why do they need the third one?
Now, okay, so what you can't hear in the audio is they're showing on screen is the text of what's being said, and then the editor is putting into parentheses what she's referring to. So when she says they, she's referring to toddlers. So now this conversation, again, this is an edited video. These guys probably sat here. There's at least two different dates. You can see footage from two different locations. One of them, they're like at an outside thing, kind of, and then this one is a completely different angle. He's got a bottle of wine next to him. So they went on a second date, and they got more information out of him. So they're cutting up the video to the most interesting parts. She says, why do they need three vaccines? And he says, the same reason you or I would.
Same reason you or I would need the third one. Because if the vaccine, it wanes.
Mm-hmm. Unlike every other vaccine,
what?
It wanes, meaning the effectiveness goes down over time.
I thought he said leaks. I guess Conan is getting in my head.
But that's very unlike other vaccines, right, Nikki? Like, the vaccines we grew up with, you take one and you're done.
And, like, like, the hepatitis B, for example, there's three rounds of it. But even with that, I mean, I've had the hepatitis B vaccine 6 times, and I'm still not immune. So there's, like, there's some that just don't always work with people. Hmm. But with this, it's, like, generally, once you get it, you should be immune. So I don't understand why you would need to get a new one every single year.
Because it makes for better money for the corporations to make it.
Yeah. With, like, hepatitis B, do you get the same exact shot 3 times? Or is it, like, step one is something, step two is something?
No, I think it's... I'm not positive, but I think it's the same shot. Mm-hmm. I mean, And that's when... I mean, you get those when you're, like, literally a baby.
Hmm.
More from the video.
Your ability to fight wanes, so the 3 will bolster your system, and then there will be an annual, eventually an annual, just like a flu shot.
For the toddlers?
Well, for everyone.
Okay, so the toddlers too, then. We'll have to get it.
Probably.
Okay.
I mean, that's in the future. We're not sure. That might involve more studies.
The FDA was scheduled to meet.
She's really brave. I would be so afraid that I would, like, set him off and he would freak out. Because, first of all, he looks like a straight-up psychopath drug warrior or something.
Yeah, he's got, like, these really wide eyes and he's just staring really intently.
He looks military, like he used to be in the military.
I think I'm the opposite of you. I'd be afraid that he would say something that would set me off and that I would freak out and, like, blow my cover.
Yeah, like, when she's saying, like, even toddlers, I feel like that would almost clue him in, like, this lady isn't getting the vaccines.
This guy sounds like an idiot, honestly.
Yeah.
This week to discuss approval of the Pfizer vaccine for children as young as 6 months old. They were hoping to have the new vaccine available by the end of the month, but the meeting was unexpectedly canceled, citing the need for more testing.
You guys have been in the news a lot the last couple of days.
Yeah, we're looking at trying to approve. I don't completely agree with the process.
they're looking at trying to inoculate kids under 5 years old.
What he's saying, that he doesn't agree with their process. He's referring to the FDA, the agency for whom he works.
And so you're right, Nikki. You're right that he seems like he doesn't approve of it, but he's just still like, yeah, but it's orders. It's what the corporation is doing. I just enforce them. I'm just a manager at this company.
He's probably making good money, too.
Oh, yeah. I bet. So, yeah, government bureaucrat, high-level federal government bureaucrat. They make good money and good benefits on top of that. Let me go on.
Mm-hmm. Between 6 months and 5 years old.
What do you mean you don't agree with the process?
Well, I mean, they don't have all the tests aren't there. So I agree with the thing that it is important to inoculate them.
Children. Toddlers.
Just
so.
With the bad tests.
Yeah, he just wants to have more paperwork, I guess.
But you can't provide the parent as much surety as you normally want to.
Despite Cole's concerns regarding...
So he's not really concerned with injecting children with an experimental vaccine. He's just wants to persuade the parents, be more effective at persuading the parents that this is a good idea. Because if you don't get the parents to buy in on it, it isn't going to happen.
And
you know,
that's like a huge thing that I hate about a lot of parents. Like people acting like their kids are their property. Like I need to be convinced if I give my kid this lifelong, like something that will affect their life for the rest of their lives, injection into their body. That's crazy.
Well, I mean, this does get into an important question about parenting, and I think this is something that libertarians disagree on a kind of a fundamental level, is are your kids the equivalent of your property while they are under your roof? Can you decide what to put into their body? And it's an interesting discussion. I tend to lean towards the idea that children are their own individuals and should be able to make decisions for themselves. But on the other hand, you know, I do understand the argument that, so there's like the peaceful parent, right, that will not do anything to possibly influence their child in any way. Like, oh, you want to eat candy and never brush your teeth?
All right, have at it. It's peaceful. It's silly. I mean,
okay, but that's, in theory, like the ultimate far logical extension of peaceful parenting is they don't force any sort of idea on their kids.
Yeah.
But what I was saying is you don't want to harm your kid for the rest of their life. Yeah. Not, oh, everybody has known for like hundreds of thousands of years that broccoli is good for you, so giving your kids broccoli is abuse. Obviously, that's not true. But when your kid has no chance of dying from COVID and you want to give them a rush through the testing process vaccine for it, that if you do any little amount of research, you can see that it's been harming people left and right, I think that should be considered child abuse.
Yeah, should you take the kids from those parents?
I don't know. Can I answer?
Well, these are tough questions. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.